everybody. Welcome back. It is the Father's Day episode of Dadcast year number 3. I am your host, JP, joined as always by the other host, the man, Mr. Nick Martin. How are you, Nick?
Doing good.
Fantastic. Excited. Happy Father's Day to you.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to you, brother.
Thank you very much. We are joined by a plethora of amazing, awesome former guests of Dadcast, and in no particular order, let's get to the introductions first. He is an Emmy Award winner. He is a movie star. He is an author, and I may be able to divulge some information on the next season of Cobra Kai, maybe. Welcome to the Father's Day special, Mr. Sean Kanan. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks so much for having me back. It's good to see everybody.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day to you, good sir.
Day to you too.
All right. And also coming on the show today, he is the Treehouse Master himself. You may have seen the show on Animal Planet, Mr. Pete Nelson. How are you, sir? Happy Father's Day.
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
You're very welcome, man. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join this beautiful chaos that we're about to embark on. All right. And also joining us today, he is a 2-time returning guest, now making his 3rd appearance on Dadcast, Mr. Derek Culpepper of Active Dad's Rule. What's up, bud? How are you? Good to see you. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here, man. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome, man. And the bottom corner on my screen, you may have seen him appear once, twice, 3 times, possibly 10 or 20 times on Dadcast. He is our buddy, our boy, our very good friend, the front man of the band Elvis Monroe, and host of Hero's Journey podcast, Mr. Brian Hopkins. How are you, bud? Good to see you, man.
I'm good. It's cool to see everybody on here.
Absolutely.
This is awesome.
Happy Father's Day, brother, again.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Also joining us, very good friend. He's hanging out down in Reading. He's the former guitarist of the band Sleeping with Sirens and now embarking on an incredible solo career and owner of Sundial Studios in Reading, Mr. Jesse Lawson. What's up, buddy?
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me. Good to see everyone.
You as well, brother.
Miss you, dude.
Happy Father's Day, man.
Hey, thank you.
And another Jesse joining us. He is in the middle of my screen. He is our very good friend. He's never actually made an appearance on Dadcast yet. Not entirely sure why that's happened. We must remedy that. But welcome our friend, our backdoor guy, our SEO, our basically our secret weapon in Dadcast, Mr. Jesse Dugas. How are you, buddy?
What up, brother? Doing well.
Good to see you, man. You can take the hat off at any time, though.
Not happening.
Fair enough. And finally, joining us, and we may have more guests coming on as we do this, Mr. Steve Loveless. He's a returning guest. He's got an incredible story to tell about getting up and doing that thing. Steve, good to see you, man. How are you?
Fantastic. I'm amongst great company on this show today.
Oh, you know, I was thinking the same thing. And you are amongst great company, too, as well. You should shift that camera over just a bit. Yes, sir. He brought his boy along. Hello. So all you guys, man, happy Father's Day. Again, thank you so much for joining in today. So glad to see you guys. And we won't keep you long because I know it's Father's Day and all. And we need you to get to your kids and doing whatever you have planned for today. So let me just jump right in. Sean Kanan.
Yes, sir.
How's it going, man? Since we last talked, you obviously made your appearance on Cobra Kai. You weren't able to divulge any information, even though we knew something was going to go down. And by the way, well done. It was so good to see you reprise that role, man.
Thanks, brother. I had a blast doing it, too. I mean, it was just... You know, it was incredible to go down to Atlanta and to reconnect with Ralph. I mean, I'd seen him over the years and everything, but to really spend some time with him and get to know him as two adult guys, two fathers, as opposed to, you know, all those years ago when I was, you know, kind of like this wild 22-year-old kid.
Right.
So it was a phenomenal experience.
Awesome, man. And how much screen time do we get for the next season?
Nice try. That was good. all I can say is what I always say, which is keep the faith and we shall see.
All right.
Yeah, we got to get through this writer's strike.
Oh, there's a writer's
strike. Oh, yeah.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, like many other shows, Cobra Kai is temporarily on hold right now. Production has stopped. I'm really fortunate that my other show, Bold and the Beautiful, that we're able to continue filming on that. Soaps are a little more insulated than the other shows because they tend to stockpile scripts.
Right.
You know, it's a massive thing that's affecting the entertainment business right now.
Gotcha. Nick, what's up?
Yeah, so you've got a new book out too since you came on, right?
I do. I have, it's back here somewhere. Damn it. Yeah, there. It's the sequel to Welcome to the Cobra. It's called Way of the Kumite. I'm sorry, it's called Welcome to the Kumite, the sequel to Way of the Cobra. I'll get that right.
And get it wherever you get your books.
Yeah, you can, well, you can only get that at wayofthecobra.com. You can get Way of the Cobra on Amazon or at wayofthecobra.com. It's also in select Barnes and Nobles.
Nice. Steve, what's up, man?
Hey, I wanted to tell you that I have your biggest fan in Oklahoma. Of course, it's my son, but he was slack jaw when he saw it, that he was on the show.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell him I said hi.
He's right there, man. Bit. Turn the camera there.
What's going on? Yeah.
Baby Loveless, what's your name, kid?
Darren.
Darren? Well, Darren, meet Mr. Sean Kanan, the bad boy of karate, Mike Barnes himself.
Darren, I just want to say one thing. Your karate's a joke.
Oh, and there we go. We're ending it on a high note. That's amazing, man. Good stuff. Thank you for that, Sean. Brian Hopkins, I feel it's been a while since I actually have spoken to you, which is rare. So it's really good to see you, man. What are your plans this Father's Day? Anything you got going on?
Oh, wow. It's crazy. My kids are all grown and live in other states. I had the chance. I was just playing Orlando, and I got the chance to hang out with my son all weekend. I had three shows. Not Orlando. I was in Daytona Beach. And he brought my grandson. And so we got to hang out in the hotel, and he got to do all these cool things. And I got to tell you, I just told my son this, you know, that my son took him to like the space center out there and the rocket launch and all this stuff. And then swimming in the pool and going to the beach and all these things. And when I'm putting him in the car, I asked him, what was your favorite thing? And he goes, getting to spend time with you. And he's turning 4 in a week. And I was like, oh my gosh, I melted right then. Because I didn't even think he cared too much. He'd just be near me, you know?
Right.
And cause he's all boy, like he's got long hair though, like a surfer, and it's just, it's crazy. So the whole weekend I'm like, no, that's my grandson, not my granddaughter. But, and then, you know, my daughter lives in Oregon. So, you know, near you guys. So, it's tough, but it's great. It's just great getting to watch them, you know, grow and have their own lives, and it's special. You know, so it was that moment. It just kind of just took me. Like, yeah. He could have said anything, you know. I was waiting to say swing or whatever, you know, but and he got to come to all the shows. But by the time I hit the first note, he was already asleep. So it was hilarious. He never caught one show.
So show of hands in this whole group here. How many of you, aside from Brian, because we know now, are an actual grandpa? All right. So, all right. We got Tui in there. That's awesome. Tell us about that, Mr. Pete Nelson. What are your plans on Father's Day?
We have a pretty tight group here in Fall City. We're about 30 miles east of Seattle in the foothills of the Cascades, and I feel so lucky to have a lot of friends I've had for many, many years. I moved out here, gosh, already over 30 years ago, but a lot of guys that I went to school with back in Colorado ended up out here, and we get on our mountain bikes Father's Day every year, and I almost have a heart attack because they're all in good shape and I'm sort of off the couch guy.
Right.
But, love it. Love it. We end up down at the Frontier Tavern. Just so lucky. We've got, you know, among us now, there's, I guess I'm the only grandfather now that I think about it. Their kids are all like mine, adult in the valley though, right here. We call it the valley, the Snoqualmie Valley. And so we just yesterday, in fact, we were all together, multiple families with all our kids and my grandkids. And we were remarking, my wife and I, that at one point we were just looking at everybody hanging out together, and it felt like we were in a movie, you know, just like, wow, this is working out really well to see our kids all grown up, healthy, happy. And then my daughter with her two kids, Douglas, who's 4, Sally, 2, running around, no clothes on, of course, just racing around the backyard with their buddies.
Right. And
it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. You got to pinch yourself sometimes around here.
That's beautiful, man. Sounds like I need to mute my phone. This dang thing and just won't go nuts. Jesse Dugas.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy? What are your plans for Father's Day? What you got going on today?
German trout fishing at Tokidi Falls.
Wow.
Well, I'll try to speed this thing up so you can get to it. My goodness, that sounds like a day.
Yeah, that's right now. That's the plan.
All right. Love that. Jesse Lawson and those two beautiful redheads you got. What are your plans, man?
You know, I think what we're going to do, I think it's probably best that we just hang out at home, swim in the pool. That's all they want to do. It's always the same thing. Let's go swimming, which is great. So I can get out of my cave in the studio.
Right.
And be outside and enjoy the sun.
Well, be careful because, you know, you and I, we're very common when it comes to if there's too much sun, we burst into flames accidentally. So I just, you know, wear your sunblock, man, and be careful.
I stock up on the sunblock and, you know, I obviously can't get tan. So I keep getting tattooed.
Right. Love it. Work. That sounds like a day to me. Derek Culpepper, man, activedadsrule.org. What are your plans this Father's Day, man? What you got going on?
Man, I believe this Father's Day, we're going to be in Broken Bow, Oklahoma, man. My wife and I built an Airbnb cabin there called Quiet Stream, man. And so we're going to go hang out, do some trout fishing, you know, sit outside around the fire, man, and have us a great time in Broken Bow, Oklahoma.
Sounds like a day to me. Steve Lovelace up there in the corner, wholeheartedly agreeing with that statement. Steve, what are your plans, man? What you got going on?
Well, first, let me say Broken Bow is beautiful. It's one of the most beautiful parts of Oklahoma, nice and rolly hills at the around the Talamina Drive. For Father's Day, we're going to go to Topgolf. My kids are starting to get the golf bug. I used to be a big golfer, and I'm going to hand my clubs off and let them start taking off with my hobby.
Okay. Be careful. It can become a very expensive hobby, as you know.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Even more so when they start drinking, if they do.
Right. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That's the most expensive part. The 19th hole, man. Come on. Nick Barton, I haven't even got to you, but so what do you got going on for Father's Day, man? I know you being a brand new spanking daddy and all for the 180th time.
I know. I'm hoping we're just going to chill at home and just chill. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to try to go out to restaurants because that sucks. It's a nightmare taking a 2-year-old and an infant to a restaurant. And so staying at home, watching some Disney, I think that'll be a great day.
Love that. Okay. And finally, if anyone cares, my plan is Father's Day. is to tell mom, here are the kids and daddy's gonna leave.
Are you going to Vegas?
Yeah.
No.
You gonna go visit Brian?
It's not a horrible idea, but no, man. So my plans are getting in the car, charging her up, heading to the coast, and doing either a beach day or a beach day, night/next day, and get a cool little room that's literally right on the Oregon-California coast in Crescent City. It's like steps. You get out, you open the door, boom, sand. And spend some time, make some s'mores, have a campfire on the beach. That's what we got going on. So,
JP, are you still driving the Tesla?
Who's asking? Is that Jesse?
Yeah.
So, you know, a year ago, I sold the Tesla you saw. And I told you that story, right? So I sold it, made like 10 grand off it because the used car prices and gas was nuts. And then 5 minutes after I sold it, I said, this is the worst mistake I've ever made in my life. I had 10 grand cash in my hand, and I'm like, that was a horrible idea. And so a week ago today, and it's right there. I got my Tesla back. So
you got another one.
Yes. Okay. So I'm back into my Tesla and I will not sell it. And I literally have an Amazon cart full of about $350 right now of stuff that I just need to hit the button send to add on it. But
is it the same model?
Basically the exact same car. This one's white. And I got the white interior.
The question is how much more do you have to pay for it?
No, man. I don't know if you guys, are we really going to talk about Tesla here on Father's Day? Fine. It's going to happen, Sean. It's going to happen.
That's why I'm curious.
So that car right now, brand new, if you were to buy it in Tesla, with all the software upgrades and the full self-driving and all the bells and whistles, is about $60,000, give or take. I found this one on a used lot. It's a couple years old. It's got 40,000 miles on it, but has all the software upgrades, which right now cost about $18,000 if you get them all, on top of the price of the car. This already had it installed. And I don't know if the dealership knew and didn't care, or if they just didn't know Teslas, but whatever the case, I paid $34,000 for that car. Basically, wow. Half friggin' price.
Good job, dude.
And it drives me everywhere. Like, literally full self-driving, Jesse Lawson. I hit a button and I just... It's creepy and scary.
All right.
There's a dog walking through the road and it stops. It's nuts. But yes, I got my Tesla back and Papa's happy. And more importantly, my son is happy because he thinks he gets it in 3 years, 3 months when he turns 16.
Yeah. Not how that works, bud.
So there is that. And Jesse Dugas, you and I, we got a date with the quarter mile coming up because you got no chance, my friend.
I don't know.
Hey, I'm gonna one up you on your car.
Okay, let's go.
I've got a 75 Ford Bronco.
Okay,
76,000 original miles.
Wow.
Yeah, that's gonna go directly to my kids. It was my stepdad's, and it's a super special car, and they're super hard to come by nowadays.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And don't get me wrong, a Tesla's a dime a dozen. There's nothing like the sentimental value of a classic old gas-powered monster. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, it gets yards per gallon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. I'll still smoke it though. Just saying.
I know.
I'll give you the eighth, but I'll be a quarter ahead of you at a quarter.
You'll be no. You know what? Let's just go give her a go, Jesse Dugas, and see what happens.
Sorry, Jesse. Sorry.
Name the time.
And then we can take the canyon roads or whatever. All right, gentlemen. Father's Day. See, we've already gone through. It's been like 30 minutes. I'm going to give us 5-10 more minutes, and then I'll let us go. This is the portion of the show where I'm just going to randomly point with my eyes closed, and that person, I will call it a name, gets to ask anyone in here a question. So here we go. Brian Hopkins.
Oh, wow.
You're put on the spot. Pick a guy. Ask questions. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Jesse Lawson, dude, that studio, it looks beautiful. I want to record there. I got to make this happen, brother. Like,
that was more of a statement.
Dude, I'm really proud of you. Like, that's amazing. Are you loving it?
Oh, dude, I love it. It's a ton of work, but it's going so, so well. I'm actually at the point now where I need to look at bringing in another producer or engineer to kind of help, because dude, we're like booking out so far in advance, which is so great. You know,
that's awesome.
Because it was a risk. It was a risk, but I think with anything, and I think it's what I try to show the girls too. It's like anything you do decide to pursue or do, if you put everything into it, it will work out. And I spent so much time on, you know, every single piece that went into this studio. So I think when, you know, people walk in, artists walk in, they feel at home, you know, you'll feel it too. When you walk
it looks beautiful, dude, man. Yeah.
I just want to create, you know, so.
That's what I'm saying. So congratulations, man.
Oh, yeah, I love you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Doing it again. I can't tell if it's Pete Nelson or Sean Kanan, so now I'm just going to put you both on the spot. Pete Nelson, ask Sean Kanan a question.
Come on, point to Sean.
Okay.
Raise your hand.
Right here, brother.
There you are. Oh, Taekwondo or karate is the deal. Oh, man. Did you ever fight Anthony Bourdain?
No, I didn't fight Anthony Bourdain. I have not fought Anthony Bourdain, but it was a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of his too. But he was a bad thing. Saw his this documentary that came out not too long ago. He was a complicated guy, like I'm sure all of us are, but fascinating dude, and obsessed with karate, I guess, for a period in his life there.
I think he was a jiu-jitsu, if I'm not mistaken. Right. But yeah, he really got into it. And, you know, listen, I think if he probably applied the same stuff that made him so successful, you know, as a chef and as an author and everything, to his pursuit of jiu-jitsu. And from what I heard, he was legit.
Yeah. Can you take up something like this? I turned 60. Gosh, I'm almost 61 now. But is it something that you can take up later in life?
I just started training privately with a guy who's a Taekwondo master named Jun Chung. And Taekwondo is primarily kicks. And I'm 56 years old. And I mean, it's definitely challenging with all the stretching and everything like that. But I think it's like anything else. I mean, if you really want to do it, yeah, you can do it. You know, here's the thing. You're only competing against yourself. Are you going to be able to do necessarily what a 22-year-old kid can do? Yeah, probably not, you know. But also, there's a lot of things as a 60-year-old guy that a 22-year-old kid doesn't have. You know, we've learned how to do things smarter and better with less energy. And
theoretically, yeah.
And apply that to martial arts. And, you know, you do what you can do well, and you don't worry about the rest of the stuff. I mean, you know, am I ever going to be able to do jump, spinning, flying, you know, whatever's? Not so much. But what I can do, I do well, and that's what I concentrate on. So, yeah, I would absolutely encourage you to do it.
All right.
I'll go with you, Pete.
Yeah, all right.
And if you want to see that jumping, flying, spinning kick, it could happen now next season's of Cobra Kai. I'm just saying, it could very well be the case.
Hey, there might be why I'm training again.
You know, put two and two together, and you know, there we go. Derek Culpepper, what do you think, man? You want to take us in jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, man, I think that would be great to do. You know, I know people were calling their ages out, man. I'll be 47 here in a couple of months, man, and I need to maybe get involved in something a little bit more physical, man. And jiu-jitsu sounds like that might be it.
So if I could chime in here real quick. My son, he took up jiu-jitsu like 2 years ago and went all in. He started watching my podcast over Thanksgiving, and I've had some really great people like you guys on, you know, like yourselves, inspiring. And he got so lost in it, what he was hearing, what people were saying and what they did in their lives. He found himself, he stopped drinking. He stopped smoking weed. He worked out. He just ran a marathon. He lost 75 pounds, just ran a marathon without training for it, finished it. It's training for an Ironman. This is my son who went to U of O as a duck, you know, like environmental science, all about plants and stuff. Got a degree in that. No sports whatsoever. He goes, Dad, I've been taking the classes so much that I clean the mats so I can take all the classes. And he just got certified as a teacher there. And he's like, I don't even want to teach. I just want to teach my son how to do it. And so what you guys are talking about, it was so special. He's like, mentally, it got him focused. But just podcasts like Derek, like yourself, you know, like Dadcast and everybody who's the hair standing up my arms that are inspiring, spoke to him. I'm his father. But I could tell him, you need to do this. But it was other people's stories directly sitting across from me telling me that spoke to him on the days that he said he needed to hear it. And when I saw him, he looked like a totally different person. He was in shape and just going, hey, I got to go run the beach real quick. Can you watch the little one? I'm like, yeah.
Amazing. Gentlemen, awesome. Yeah. So all of you who have been on Dadcast, go check out Brian's podcast. It's called Hero's Journey Podcast. And I'm sure each and every one of you would be a welcome guest on his show as well. Wink, hey, wink.
Brian, yeah.
Can I get the your Instagram handle for that? Because in my new book, Welcome to the Kumite, I wrote an entire chapter on the hero's journey and Joseph Conrad and being the hero in your own life and all that stuff. And I'd really love to connect with you.
I would love that, man. Please. And we have a beautiful studio here in Vegas. I mean, I'd love to have people in studio because it's a television studio. It's beautiful. Multiple cameras, producer, you know, all this stuff.
I never go to free plane tickets.
There you go.
Hey, love that. I'll help make it happen. But
I am all about Zoom too, you guys. So please.
But hey, Brian, listen. Sean, you're in LA, right? Yeah, okay. So Brian, I'm more than happy to help facilitate a date, a time, and make this work for Sean to go do Hero's Journey in person. Oh, really cool. But Papa JP is going to be hanging out in the background for that one. Just saying.
I love it.
By the way, Sean, any excuse to go to Vegas, I'm in.
Let's do this.
You just have to co-host with me there, JP. You got to come co-host.
Oh, gee. Let me think about it. Sure.
Hey, Brian, okay. You need your social media guy, right?
You guys in Vegas, they just want a reason.
Jesse Lawson might need to come by because he'll play guitar between sets, you know. And, you know, Pete, you need to go to Vegas anyway because you're looking into building something. And Derek, we have to meet, so you got to come. And then Steve obviously needs to bring him and his boy out to meet Sean. So it's just going to be a smorgasbord of a good time in Vegas, man.
Nick will just stay in Grants Pass, right?
Yeah, Nick, well, I'd invite you, Nick. But
we tried the Vegas thing with you once.
Right, you almost died. Yeah.
I know, I almost died. So
yeah, he did.
So I'm not entirely sure that's a good idea, Nick.
I think I'm ready for another Vegas trip. I'm ready to, yeah.
Derek, what's up, man?
You know, man, I wanted to say something along those lines of getting together, you know, because, man, I would love nothing more than to meet you guys in person, man.
Oh,
because
dude,
there's so much, the unification, the actually getting to know each other outside of the broadcast that has brought us together. Because, Pete, I've been watching you because I love the Bills. I done built so much stuff around my house and even the cabin we have in Broken Bow. I didn't build it, but I helped with parts of it. Man, I just love that. And then I'm a singer too, Jesse. I'm on Smurl, man. I love to sing. I've sung the national anthem. I've sung a lot of places, man. And all of you guys have such unique characteristics. I love the Karate Kid. You know, so, you know, meeting you guys in person and using some of the gifts that I have to also make a difference. It's going to do what Brian said. It's going to continue to inspire people, just like it did your son. When they see us all in a collective space, it's like, wow, look at these guys. And then we begin to inspire more dads.
We could be all in the studio here in Vegas. Seriously, all sitting around the table.
Seriously.
In person, turn it into a three-parter that everybody, you could run it on your show. It could run on Dadcast. It could run on mine. You know, like, and just share stories. Sean and I, we have a connection. Sean, I used to be an actor, and Billy and I were in acting class for 3 years together. We really? Go way back. Yeah. And Michael Verona was our acting teacher.
Okay.
And we used to take private. So there was only six of us in class.
Wow.
Most of them were Billy's friends. And when he was up for an Oscar for a short,
sure,
I was at Cafe Aroma, Aroma Cafe, in line with him when he gets the call and he was freaking out. And then he turns to me and looks at me and goes, I get a gift basket. Do you think I have to pay taxes? Do you think I have to pay taxes on that? And I was like, wow, that was the moment, you know, like, you know, and I've done Comic-Cons with them as well, with them. And the day they talked about this, turning it into something like this, and then to see it on YouTube Red, yeah. I was like, dude, I was there back in the back room when he was talking about how he wanted to tell it from his side. It was just killer to see that happen. And that's what I'm talking about. You make stuff happen.
Yes.
You have an idea. You write a book. You write that book. And then I'm sure you're already thinking about the follow-up to it. Those kinds of things. That's what I just impart on my kids. Don't talk about it. Go do it. My daughter one day said, "Dad, I'm 2 weeks away from going to Africa." I'm like, "What? Like, how do I not know this?" She's 19. She said, "I didn't want to talk about it until it was happening, because that's the way, that's what you taught us. Put the work in." And then it was happening. And she went to Africa for her Christmas for 3.5 months working with orphans. And she's just, yeah, she's a special person. It was crazy. And I don't know how lucky I got, but it was amazing. So you guys are all inspiring. It's awesome to see everybody's faces up here and to know all your accomplishments. Thank you. You know,
thank you, brother.
And
yeah.
That's what it's about.
Hey, Shauna, his Hero's Journey Instagram is in the chat.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And so is Derek's at Active Dad's Rule. Hey, Steve Loveless, we might as well throw out your information too. I know you've got a website. What is that again? Remind everyone, and just quick background on, you know, your story, who you are, how you got to be here today, and where they can find that information. You guys, this story is.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. I appreciate that, JP. It's SP Loveless. At Instagram. And a bit about my story. When I was 20, I was involved in a near-death accident that left me paralyzed. I was told that I would never walk out of the hospital. I ended up taking 4 steps after 3.5 grueling months of recovery and surgeries. 3 years later, I went on to make history as one of the first paratriathletes to ever complete a triathlon. And I'm continuing to tell my story today. I've got a lot more going on as far as my ability to endure. I'm one of the toughest guys you'll ever meet, and I'm only 5'7", 140 pounds. But I've got the heart of a competitor. I'm still out there competing on the bike. In fact, the weekend before Father's Day, I'm going to be competing in the Endeavor Games, which is Challenged Athlete Games here in Oklahoma, and going to do my best. I was the Senior Athlete of the Year last year as I turned 60, so you can continue pushing forward regardless of the pain, regardless of having one of the most painful diseases in the world. And you can go out there and tell your story, inspire other people.
And the website is www.imabadass.com, right?
Yeah. I wish. I think that one's taken by Sean.
Oh, okay. All right. What is the website there?
I don't have a website yet.
Okay.
I just have my Instagram. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And I've got a small film that I put together on YouTube that covers my story. It's called The Last Place Winner, Steve Lovelace, a paratriathlete.
Amazing, man. Oh, I'm going to go back and watch the episode we did with you when we get finished here, because it is inspiring and amazing. And I encourage all of you to do the same. Gentlemen, man, time is up. I don't want to keep everyone. I know it's a busy, busy day. If anyone wants to add anything before I welcome us out of here, raise your hand. Otherwise, we're going to call it.
Hey, guys, do me a favor. Follow me on Instagram, because I'm trying to find all of you, and I'm like, you
know, let's all do it simultaneously. Let's see.
Let's go.
Sean.Kanan on Instagram.
Sean.Kanan.
Yeah, it's the blue check mark. I'll follow everyone back.
What am I doing this for, Nick? We already.
I'm like, yeah, appreciate it.
Maybe it's my personal one, though. Let's see. There you are.
Just followed you, Sean.
Blue check mark.
Followed you. Active Dad's Rule.
Okay, hold on a second.
Pierce a kiss just followed you. It's my personal.
Sean. There's so many Sean spellings, right?
S-E-A-N.
It's got his awesome looking mug right there. If you look at the screen.
Yeah, there's a few fake ones out there, so make sure it's Sean.Kanan. Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. I'll hit you guys, because I'm on my phone doing this. I'm going to do this right after.
I got you, Sean.
Figured out. You guys, it was a real pleasure. Happy Father's Day to everybody. What a great group of guys, man. JP, thank you so much for asking me to do this. Nick, really, take care of yourself, guys. Look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely. We'll talk a bit and maybe get you on here in the next coming months to talk about your appearance in Cobra Kai.
I love it. Well, I love it.
Can't wait for the new season.
Pete Nelson, Steve Loveless, Jesse Lawson, Jesse Dugas, Brian Hopkins, Derek Culpepper. You guys are all amazing. I love you, Nick. I left you out because I see you every day, whatever. And I love you all. Happy Father's Day to each and every one of you. Thank you for taking the time to come on Dadcast. I cannot wait for you all to see this episode, and I can't wait to talk with each and every one of you again in the very near future, man. Thank you.